Hey Diary, it's currently 12:30 a.m. and I don't know, I thought I'd update my diary one more time. I'm obviously kind of, I guess, not tired. I feel like I could stay up. I'm just so bored and I just want someone to talk to. I think I've just been craving like conversation and I don't know if I'm getting a little personal here. I'm just gonna go on a rant. There's just some people that I've been getting close to in my life that I've met in the past few months, and I don't know. I feel like I'm it's a little embarrassing to say this out loud, I guess, to random people on the internet. But I have codependency problems. I think I expect a lot, this is really hard to say. I think I'm gonna shut up. But, yeah, I think I have some sort of codependency complex where maybe I take things a little, you know, too much to heart, right? And I talk to people and, you know, I establish a connection with them. And maybe in my mind I create these expectations of conversation. And when things don't go my way, I internalize these issues. And maybe in my head I make things worse than they are, and it's detrimental to my own mental state, and I don't know, I get fixated on these things. And you know, when someone doesn't talk to me, for instance, or I feel like I'm in the dark about certain things that go on in a person's life, I feel hurt, and I feel, I don't know, personally, like, targeted, like, this person is, making a conscious effort of not including me in, you know, whatever they're going through. Maybe it's a little selfish, maybe I have these completely out-of-whack expectations from other people. And, I don't know, I feel like I have a lot of time, maybe, on my hands. My flight has been constantly canceled and delayed, and I'm trying to get back home, back to school, and I'm stuck here with family. I'm actually by myself, because the rest of my family has work, and or my cousins have gone back to school as well. So it's just me, by myself, alone. And I feel like I'm just constantly waiting for people to talk to me. And I try to reach out and everything. But I don't feel like I'm getting the same energy that I'm putting into other people back. You know? And it's frustrating. It's almost unjustifiably frustrating. Like, I get that people have a life. I get that people have things to do. I get that people, you know, don't have the same social needs that I do. Like, I could probably talk and sit here and talk to someone for hours on end and feel just fine with that, because I need that connection sometimes. But I also understand that sometimes I just need to back away for a little bit. I just need to shut myself off. And people have those different levels where they need to retreat and spend some time in their own head, God knows what. And I feel like I've reached that point with a lot of people that I've been talking to lately, all at the same time. And this is a period where I need to talk to people. People are leaving me unread or ghosting me for a couple days or have this, I get this attitude when I talk to them. It's like, I'm taking out my, I'm taking out my frustrations for no reason. And it sucks that I'm aware of it all as it's occurring. It sucks that I am acting this way almost trying to come off as frustrated. Like, I don't want to explicitly tell them I'm frustrated, but I want them to tell through my language and my manner of speaking that I'm frustrated and what you're doing is hurting me. And it's a very immature way of letting someone know that you're hurt. And I always try to make it known that. I always try to make my emotions very clear. Sometimes I fail, I understand, and maybe I let it go a little too far before I explicitly say that I'm hurt or that I'm hurting. And, you know, the situation that we're in is not good for me. But at the same time, it's so tiring. And I know I'm speaking in vague terms and very general situations, but I don't know. Am I asking for too much? This got very deep and very personal very quickly. I had my tits out. I've been playing with my tits. I feel nice. I've gotten off today. I got off last night, so like 24 hours ago, which is really fun. Oh my goodness, I came several times last night. This morning only once, but I was tempted to go at it multiple times. I just didn't have the energy. But now I'm in this contemplative mood. I'm feeling lonely. I feel like I just need to talk to someone. I try to meet some new people, but it's not the same. I want someone that I already have a connection with. I just want to... I try to reach out, and I try so hard. And I don't know what my issue is. I don't know if it's a problem with me. Am I the one pushing these people away? Or is this just a really bad time in the year where these people that I'm talking to, where I feel like it's... Am I asking for too much? You know, are my expectations too high when it comes to a conversation, when it comes to an interaction, when it comes to a connection with someone, when it comes to factoring in that they have a life besides me? I don't know. This has been on my mind for the past, let's say, week or two, where I've consistently tried to come to terms with the fact that maybe the issue wasn't with another person making time for me, or considering my needs, or acknowledging that there are things that I need. Maybe it's just a problem with how I perceive things. Like, if someone doesn't respond right away, I'm quick to anger. Not anger, I guess. I never lash out like that. It's always in my own head. It's like, why hasn't this person replied instantly to my message? Sometimes it's as crazy as that. It truly is. Sometimes, if someone doesn't reach out to me first, I feel like, sometimes I'm like offended, like, did this person not think of me? But that kind of interaction does go both ways, so I try to reach out first sometimes. And I'm all aware of that. I know I'm going full circle here, but there are just these certain things that I notice about interactions between me and another person. And I think it's part of, again, I mentioned codependency. I know I have these insecurity issues where I feel like I need that validation and I need that recognition by the people that I interact with almost constantly. It's actually a problem, and it's hindered me a lot in a lot of the interactions that I have. It's hindered a lot of relationships. It's brought up, I've not been in a lot of relationships. I mean, general, like, friendships and connections that I have with people. It has come in the way of a lot of conversations that I've had with people that mean a lot to me. I guess that's the main message of this. I don't know where I was going with this. I didn't really mean for this to get to this level, but I'm getting a little sick. I don't know if you could tell by my voice. It's mostly because my throat. I've been clearing my throat a lot. That's the main issue here, I guess. I just had a lot of time to myself. It's almost frustrating. It's almost, wow, I don't know. It's like I'm getting frustrated by my own mind. Whatever. This is a long one. It's a long diary entry. It's probably one of the longest that I've had in, honestly, a real diary. This is real problems, real things that I'm contemplating lately. Other than the sexual stuff, because sexual stuff is still there. I've had my fun. I didn't bring my dildo with me on my trip, so it's not been that fun. But whatever. I guess I'll end it there. I'll shut up. I'll try to occupy myself, but it's been so fucking lonely. I don't know why. I feel like just there are people talking to me here and there, but I just feel so lonely, so disconnected. And the people that I want to talk to are just not talking to me or not giving me as much attention as I would want. I want a conversation. I want to hear someone else's voice. I want to hear that they've missed me, and I don't know what it is. Anyway, before I go on another trade, is that the word? I don't know. I'm gonna call it a night. Maybe I'll watch a video on YouTube and maybe go to sleep relatively early. Alright? Good night.